my onions and sweat my garlic. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast.
Oh, it's culinary.
Yeah, yes. Nice.
Only a little bit naughty. So
it's wet though.
Baking adjacent, isn't it? It's still bread.
Still wet.
It's still
buttering or
yeah. It's got the word sweat in it. It's got
What I really think this is exposes the depths of depravity of your minds, not mine.
Do you sweat garlic?
Yeah.
And onions, definitely.
I would have thought of it as more of an onion thing.
What? Are you suddenly too good to sweat of garlic?
Yeah, actually I am. It's my birthday.
Everybody, this is a special edition of the Idle Fantasy Podcast because it is technically almost Paddy's birthday.
Yeah.
It was a couple of days ago, but we are celebrating.
Yeah.
We did.
We've all
celebrated.
It's quite early on a weekend.
Oh, God.
And we all had the traditional birthday treat of White Russians before recording.
White Russians in kimonos.
Yeah, Pads and Liam are wearing kimonos.
They are.
Yeah, which is very sweet. Why do you have a kimono?
A kimono.
Then why do you have it?
We were all going to wear robes, but then I only had one robe. Laurie's abandoned it.
I didn't put mine on.
And I didn't bring mine because I didn't know this was a thing. I see. Yeah. I thought that you had a robe by coincidence.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
Never leave home without it.
And yet it wouldn't be that unusual.
No, it wouldn't. In the fact that this is the first time questioning it in 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Liam's walking around London with a robe. And
You
don't know. That's the thing.
This is my travel robe. My home robe is, well, home.
It's a home. Okay, yeah. Fine. So it's one of those outdoor robes.
Yeah.
Do you have a kimono?
Is an outdoor robe, actually.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I wouldn't wear it out.
No, not for you.
No, not for me. I think, I'd look like I'd escaped from some kind of facility.
Some kind of kendo facility.
It'd be dramatic, though, blowing in the wind as you run down the road.
I'm a doctor! Uh-oh, get the darts. Yeah.
I think there's a conversation I would play to our early 20-something selves.
Yeah.
It would be this one about having a robe for going out and a robe for staying in.
Appear through a wormhole. Guys, you have to stop the podcast.
Stop it before we buy two discreet robes! How are you feeling on your birthday, Pads?
Well, I'm pissed.
Yeah. Just like it should be.
Actually, I'm gently sourced.
I'm a little bit. It is quite a lot of vodka to have. It's in the afternoon.
It's more than you usually have at 11, but it is.
But it's not unfun.
It's not unheard of either.
Like, I have double checked the recipe and it is wrong. What I made.
Too much vod?
Actually, the right amount of vod, wrong amount of everything else.
Oh, okay. Is so that why it's just vodka? Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's
now
why
eat this ice.
So strong.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very good.
They're good though. I'd never had one before.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never had a White Russian. I've also never seen the Big Lebowski, which is obviously we've got the dude with the white robes and the White Russians.
Right. Okay.
Well, I get the joke, but I'm not engaged with it on like the level of seeing the movie.
I was about to say I used to drink a lot of White Russians, but no, I used to drink milk and vodka.
Yeah, this
like,
is really,
you know when you're out of
I
you
genuinely
know,
think,
you don't want to go to the shop.
I think I might have seen you do that.
Yeah,
and as a result, never 100%. Thought a White Russian is a good drink. And Liam made it with like Kahlua and like nice milk.
Yeah,
and cream
and like
the
cream's
vodka. Great. I think you put me off White Russians at the age of like 21 by just mixing milk and vodka together.
I put you guys off a lot of drinks because when we lived together, I used to drink pints of Bloody Marys whenever I got home.
Oh, that was incredible.
That
wow.
was a prop. It was brilliant. Because you don't want to have to make two. Just make a pint. Like, what are you doing? It fits in a bigger glass.
Make one and pass out with it in your face.
I'm actually completely on board with that. I think a pint of Bloody Mary's fine.
It was a decadent time in my life.
I think that's fine.
Don't talk about it in the past tense, like it's over.
Yeah, that's true. I'd still do it every
it's
day.
It's like
if
you
I
have
had
like
the
Mexican Michelada drink, which is like the
they are incredible.
That's a pint. You do that a couple of them in
is that a
short
pint?
Amount of time.
That is a pint if you know where to buy them.
Yeah, like, right. Well, there were pints ones in Mexico.
Absolutely. The ones in California.
Not,
were
I don't
pints.
Know about here.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Come on, Liam. Become more of a problem like we are.
Don't look at
I
us.
Gave you the White Russian, for God's sake.
That is true. You've been sourcing us today.
You can lead a horse to a creamy drink, but they have to decide to drink it themselves.
Yeah, there you go.
Wise words.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have saved
How
that
many
for your
you
next
had,
intro.
you go on, lead
me to water.
Lead
me to water, but don't make me drink it.
Lead me to cream, but...
you can't. You wouldn't have to lead me to cream. I'll be there in my own volition. Well, that's a good note to take it into the podcast, right, isn't it, boys?
It's episode 52.
Are you ready to get creamy?
One for every week of the year.
Of what year?
And one for the bees.
Every year.
At
isn't
what,
that right?
At what point does our... If our podcast... So at what age do you get a free bus pass?
Not
70.
I was thinking, where's our podcast on that? 66. Like, sort of level of
our, where's our freedom
pass? Well, for us, it'll be fucking 80, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, also,
if every episode was a year of... The podcast life, which
you still I'm not suggesting that's what it feels like.
You suggesting we put this podcast down, it out back.
Is the podcast like dog years though? Like, because isn't it still technically?
It's absolutely the opposite because 5 real years have passed.
Yes, that's true. But so we still get on the bus for free because we're an infant, technically, right?
We're 52. Like what hours? Maybe 110 hours old.
That's what I tell the guy when I get on in my kimono.
I don't think
I'm a baby.
Pint of white Russian. In
if you don't believe me, I'll shit myself.
Look at my lovely
it's
milk.
My yum, birthday.
Yum. One today. All right. Is a baby after 12 months? Is it 1 year old or 2 years old?
It's 1 year, one year old, obviously.
That's so mathsly.
So you're
not...
zero. You're born zero.
Yeah.
Of course you're born zero.
Of course you're born zero.
You haven't been around for 1 year.
You're 1 year old means you have existed for an entire 1 year.
I was gonna genuinely, really innocently suggest quiet. I was like, yeah, but what about? And then my brain was like, nope, not that. That's not the that's not the addition we need.
That's not. I'm gonna stop there right now. Yeah, because it is you. I mean, Liam, you're a smart guy, like, and you work with numbers on the reg.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
He's a numbers boy.
I do have dyscalculus, though.
Well, maybe you should use dyscalculator to do the maths.
I just want to go back to, like, Liam's a numbers boy.
He's a programmer.
That means he gets the computers to do it all for him.
Yeah, but he's still got a title.
Are you saying I'm worse at maths than everyone else because I get a computer to
I'm
do
not
it?
Saying you're worse at maths. I'm just not saying I would be like, Liam is my friend who's good at maths.
Yeah, you never turn to me to like tot up the bill.
Is that true? I've always assumed you were very good at maths.
No. That's interesting. I'm kind of on Laurie's side with this.
Right.
Although I think Liam
I don't
was
think
really
Liam's
bad
at maths.
But
like, I've never been like, Liam, my good maths friend.
Yeah.
All right, my boys, let's go away from the realm of numbers and into the realm of freaky little guys, a.k.a. you three and the other people we've come up with. Does that sound good? Everyone's got a real glazed white Russian look in their eyes. Oh, I've got high hopes for this episode.
It's going to be great. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Ready. Where are we?
Well, we'll do that. My boys, we start this episode with a brief skip forward in time, unless you want to roleplay some tricky, I think, weeks at sea, picking weevils out of biscuits.
I'm done
like.
With boats.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. Well, it's been a few weeks after your desert island exploits, your very violent desert island exploits, your time with the Kuotoa, your time with Draka and his crew of nasty hard bastards, and of course your brutal killing of them all.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Not all.
Most, sorry. Yeah, yes, most. Correct. Yeah, most. Yeah.
All
them.
But one?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. The three of you Wishbone boys, you're nearing the end of what has been, I think, an arduous journey across the northern seas of the Strail Isles on, I would say, a pretty fucking magnificent raft, bearing in mind your roles from last time, Liam and Marty.
Yep.
Overseen in construction by the kobold carpenter himself. Still aboard, you've got the three of you. You've got Che, Vix, Lanith, and...
Yeah, it's First Mate Coggins. Right. He's still there.
Yeah. From
not dead yet.
Taryn's old crew. You've got Leopold, the only surviving member of the Nasty Hard Bastards.
Yeah.
And a few other surviving crew members of the ship who we don't have time to get into.
Great.
No. Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Unless...
Extras.
This crossing has been hard on you all. I think you've been working your way up the coastline of Lagath Island, which, if you remember, is very kind of fjordy and inlety. Mm. I think probably keeping to the coast, but it gets quite rough on any of the, what do you call the bits that stick out? What stick out of an island?
Peninsula?
Peninsula? Peninsulas. Yeah. Spits? Sure. Spits. We'll go for all of those. Rough terrain, a few watery beasts, but we will fast forward say you have survived on meagre food and water. And this raft is not really equipped with mod cons. You've been shitting over the side. You've been sleeping barely.
Right.
So my first question is:
I just pictured myself. There's a toilet and a bed, and I'm like sat next to them, just like pooing and sleeping in the wrong place.
Well, my first question is: how have you been coping with the crossing, Glitch? So that's probably quite a good answer, really.
Well, Glitch is now, he's 35 and ready to thrive.
Has he had a birthday on the boat?
I think his birthday was 2 days ago on the boat, and he keeps reminding people about it.
Halfway like, through my dirty 30s.
It's like there's definitely more things to worry about. But he was really keen to like get, you know, like try and make it all about him for a couple of days and stuff like that. And I don't think anyone's come with him on that, which is fine, but he'll remember it, I'm gonna put it that way.
He's been forming grudges.
You mean it's been traumatic?
Yeah. I think it's been traumatic. I think Glitch is ready. He's ready for like. He misses the hustle and bustle of the city. I think the whole
it's a city boy.
Actually, genuinely is. And so
is
I
he
think
an East End boy or a West End girl? That's the question.
Well, I think he's a little bit of both. I think he's certainly uptown. But maybe his sea legs aren't probably as strong as either of yours, and is starting to get like a little bit tatchy with everyone, which is not quite what he's usually like.
I sort of imagine as well that we've not, like, I imagine the raft doesn't have that much cover or shade, and because you're so pale, I sort of imagine you spending most of the time sunburned.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, barely seen the sunlight to constant exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Quite sort of
plus
vampiric
also, you guys don't sleep, do you?
No, actually, it's an interesting thing about half-elves.
he does sleep.
I think maybe he's been trying to learn to fish, and it has not worked. Like, stuff like that, where it's like...
Oh, no one's taught him.
Trying to... Yeah, no, no one's taught him. But if they did, he'd do it for a day. Is that the phrase?
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Teach him on a man to fish on his birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he'll have a fish supper.
Yeah, he'll be bored by six. But like, I think that, yeah, I've really run out of patience, but I'm trying to keep myself busy, but I am desperate to get back onto land at this point.
Why, can you give me a sea
Jonesing
madness?
For terra firma.
Sea madness check?
Yes. What?
I think, well, you just... tell me if it's going to be a wisdom save, if it's mental, or if it's more physical than a con save.
Sea madness is quite big. I mean, could we not, like, we could, I'm sure we'd be helping him. We'd be
no,
actually,
no, if he fails this, he's officially sea mad.
We'd be, okay, no, like, cool. We'd well, be noticing, wisdom, I think, we it's... would be like, we're aware, if like, this is one of the travelling companions, we're trying to calm that down, surely.
You're trying, but it is not working.
It's inevitable. He will be sea mad.
Yeah, once the sea madness sets in.
All right.
Plus four on this, so that's a 17.
I think that's pretty good to resist the sea madness.
That's the birthday. The birthday is keeping
it came at a crucial time.
It probably isn't even his birthday. It's just one morning he was like, I have to change something.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay,
so he doesn't know when his birthday is. It's not going to be this robe.
Yeah. I think that yeah, so I think I'm coping, but yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, okay, ready to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy.
Teddy.
You've been sort of grappling, grizzackling with Draka and your identity a bit, but how are you, is there anything else you're... Are you okay at sea?
I feel like, well, I think actually, I maybe in balance to Paddy and the, well, Glitch's... slow breakdown.
Yeah,
I reckon he's getting quite comfortable being at sea. I feel like we talked about Umbly quite a lot. He's maybe getting a little bit more. We've all been at sea for what, like you said, 2 weeks
or a couple of weeks. Yeah, I think we said like 2 or 3 weeks.
So I reckon that's a decent beard.
Yeah,
and like long scragglier hair.
Interesting. He's got a beardy,
bit more piratey. Trying to maybe in response to you kind of walking around poking everyone saying, hey, it's my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe drawing faces onto footballs.
I think Teddy's leading into his new sort of management.
Bloody handprints on every surface from Glitch.
Teddy's leaning into his new sort of management position. I feel like he quite likes being head of the ship. He's trying to keep morale up. He's like maybe fishing and inviting you to help, but like you're just like fucking throwing the rod at sea, going, "I hate this."
Well, sir, swinging it by the what's it called? The line just around your head.
Yeah, exactly. So you wait for 15 seconds, and then the vape gun just.
Exactly. I've got quite a good like image in my head of Vatic and Teddy sort of doing their best like around with a lot of people.
Fucking romantic poet lying with shades long in the corner. Yeah,
exactly. As you say though, that we're getting quite bleak now. Like he's trying to keep morale up, but then it's also morale's low. They can see the land. I feel like you're also quite desperate to get off.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a...
If for no other reason than to get away from Glitch's birthday.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a human capital management role?
Human capital management role?
Yeah.
What?
Well, in this world of like...
XCM role, Zach, come on.
Yeah, in this world of like, you know, Teddy's now become a kind of like... Hedge funds? No, not hedge fund. More like...
I said pirate.
Yeah, like, I know, but previous episode.
I understand
private equity M&A like guy coming in. No, just like you know, keeping up morale in the crew check. So I think it could be a persuasion check if it's like you're getting chummy with them. It could be a performance check if you're like leading by example, or like it could be intimidation if you're trying to whip them into shape.
No, I think it'd be performance check. I think, you know, he's leaning into the pirate lifestyle, you know?
An example.
Also, I was thinking about this before. Obviously, he's become a little more barbarian-y. I think he's quite, because of the Draka...
Influence.
Different to your, yeah, who's murder. More like, yeah, the murder, but then also the acceptance of the sort of, you know,
you're still Draka's soul.
Exactly, yeah. To an extent. And so that, I think, means that he's a little bit more comfortable. Like, he doesn't have anywhere to go back to, really.
Interesting, yeah.
Because he obviously...
Wife and kid.
But yeah. Then, like, it was very quick that ran away. And then he's also very, like, Draka was never a wife and kid territory. I think he's probably quite happy being like, the sea could be quite a good escape route here.
Right.
Because, like...
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You're abandoning Terabithia.
I don't think he is intending to do that. I think he's just, like, he's enjoying the fact that he's, like... Look, at sea, he's got a thing to do and a job, and he can be a little bit more, like, in charge. I think he's quite happy with that.
Okay.
I think that's why he's, like, not in the service. He obviously wants to get back to land. But he's also
temporary
a bit, like...
sea wife.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been there. We've all taken the sea for our wife, briefly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on, guys. Come
I think, because, you know, also, but actually, maybe that's it. Your breakdown's getting back to the coast, and his breakdown is like, well, I could stay here.
There's no trouble.
Hey, guys,
at
I
sea.
Left something back on the island. Yeah.
All right, I'll do a performance check.
PC.
It's a +7, +4. Oh, it's an 11 total, which isn't great.
Oh.
Because it has been a tough time.
It's been a tough time. I think you just about can keep yourself sane, but I think it doesn't work on the rest of the crew. I think there's an element among...
Oh, she's a bit David Brent in terms of his management. That's unfortunate.
I think among Taryn's crew, it's like, he's no fucking sailor. We're fucking sailors. This guy doesn't know what he's
talking
about.
Very much like the kind of Toph joining the squaddies.
Hello, chums. A little bit of seafaring.
Come on, chaps. Hello. Oh, it's a rough seas today. Oh, spirits up, boy. Shit up. And
whilst I'm carving a tally in the background that says, days till I start eating people. Yeah. So, scratching off the last point.
Licking your lips aggressively.
Come on, lads. He's like greeted with a firm eye roll in the opposite direction.
I also think there's probably part of it is just, there's not really much to do on a raft.
Yeah.
It's not like the Dusk Stormer where it was like, you know, lots of busy jobs could be done.
So it's lots of me like telling everyone how relaxing and good for the mind fishing is, but like breaking the silence of fishing.
Yeah.
Like he's constantly going, we're like, oh, isn't this good for the... Everyone's benefiting from the fishing, right? We're surviving. We're catching fish together.
I love it.
Talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, finally, Vatic. Is this something you're finding tricky? Or are you a fairly stable sailor?
So I think being a sort of historical resident of the Underdark, water not... you know, Vatic has struggled with it, but been on a boat for a while at this point, and I think actually something Vatic's probably doing is trying to get like back in that, like rather than just like facing the sort of like biological fear of water, I think he's trying to like get back into that headspace of like, no, this is something that you used to really love. So like, try and enjoy this. Try and get back to that place, because obviously there's a chance that like we're gonna find Taran soon, and so like, it's this moment of just like, come on, get yourself ready. Like, try and feel this. Try and like get in that zone. So it's not trying to like be in charge. It's literally just trying to enjoy the experience of like being in the open. Like, it's almost like a tussle of like, I think he is more Vatic than he is Taran. And I think he's just recognizing this is a moment of like, you should try.
Let a bit of Taran in.
Try and let it happen. But I don't think it's going that well.
Right. I mean, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what this would be, really. Maybe it's, I might even be a con save just to reflect, you know, literally how you're physically adapting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or I'll take any suggestions if you have a better idea.
No. I think con is a good one.
Also, or even just survival, I guess, is the kind of other way you could take it.
Yeah, survival. Let's do that.
Okay. And I guess maybe a bit of navigating as well involved in that. That might be something that Taran was particularly good at.
Yeah, are you getting us there?
I can't imagine. I feel like...
No, that's definitely not my...
Teddy's enjoying his middle management sort of like being in charge pirate leader phase, but he's not in charge of where we're going, like, or like how the boat works.
Well, also, surely the crew
like,
know
they're,
that.
Yeah, they're in charge. Like,
Wattic's the one that killed Drakkar. Like, that must also be like a bit of a weird thing.
Well, you remember, true, there aren't many of the Nasty Hard Bastards left, and they were always... The crew were always much more on... There was very much Taryn's old crew and the Nasty Hard Bastards who came in and pushed them around.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. But this little fella over here is the one that took down.
Oh, so you think they're the just like, so, that's just like respect?
For that's it. I wonder like, if they're like a new deference for Wattic or something.
Oh, 100%. I think all three of you. I mean, I think that's
not
I mean,
me.
That's
I'm carving baseballs or whatever the fuck in the background.
No, well, I think that adds to your
mystique. That doesn't
mystique.
Necessarily mean that this crew aren't terrified. Are you saying that they're like? Are they scared of being on the boat with us? Is it? I mean, my attempts to cheer up people hasn't worked that much, and you haven't tried. What are the crew doing?
Yeah, I think they're very much really keeping to themselves. I don't think morale is that high. I think Taryn's crew are just thinking about getting home and surviving. I think that's what everyone's focused on.
Right.
So no one's really interested in playing up to Teddy. No one's really wants to touch Glitch with a barge pole.
Yeah.
And Wolf of Vatic, we'll see.
So survival's falls under wisdom, right?
It does indeed, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Are you proficient in that?
No, I am not. Whoa, that is a 20.
Wow, okay. So you tap right into Taran.
Yeah.
I think there probably is an element of, though you're not, I mean, no, you say you're not a natural navigator, maybe it's just a way of organising the crew, of keeping all the essentials running. That just comes. That's this. That kind of that. This muscle memory, or this like actual memory that just kicks straight in from your Taran side.
I wonder then if what this is this isn't like a desire for me to like step forward, but it's more there's something about the way that like I hold myself and I respond that just means that people are almost in a slightly you know one of those things where you see someone who isn't in like a position of authority, but they're the first person that everyone goes and talks to.
This guy.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
for those listening, Paddy pointed to himself at that point.
Yeah.
That's my whole shtes.
I do know exactly what you mean, though, like the competent right hand man.
Yeah. Which must be galling for you, Teddy.
It's not galling. I don't think Teddy's noticing.
I was about to say that. I don't think he can.
I'm not
saying I don't think that. I'm saying outright, I think you're doing a stand up job, but I think it's to do with me.
Good delegation.
I think I'm doing a fantastic overall macro level good job.
Yeah.
Well, you need the big picture guy, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think
you're such a mergers and acquisitions guy, just like, you know, strategically this is a hell of a fit. But we'll let the little people worry about what actually happens.
But yeah, I think I'm just, whenever I see like a knot that's not quite right, I'm just quietly like securing it, just having sort of like little words with people, just kind of going, actually, I think you might find if you just sort of like start that off a little earlier, you might find it works a bit better. Just
I actually quite like that with such nondescript advice as well.
Are you talking about cooking? Yeah. Are you talking about like foreplay? I don't understand.
Your reaction, Laurie, looked like you were actually being like, wait, what? What did I start?
Also, it's a lovely piece of advice to give someone as well, because if you like start that a little earlier, is something unachievable in that moment. It's like, you've already fucked this up, so I'm going to very gently tell you why, but it's irretrievable.
You should have started thinking about this yesterday.
So between the three of us, that's quite a good balance then.
Yeah, personality hire, middle management, and passive-aggressive boss.
Well, so I guess then also beyond the crew, well, not part of the crew. Crew is a weird way of... Teddy's crew.
Family is the word I like to use.
I reckon we should maybe, before we like get to wherever we're going...
Isle of Wight, exactly.
Or that, but find out from Leopold what if there anything weird should be expecting, you know.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, not that they were necessarily clued up, but like.
But Leopold is the only remaining member of the team that was on that expedition.
Leopold, what can we expect?
Yeah. Hope we don't get vertigo, and then I continue drowning myself in the front.
Any more word puns? Okay. Leopold says, "Well, interesting. What to expect?"
Oh, that was the actual dialogue, was it? We're going with that. That was how Liam started the scene.
I'm going to roll off that natty 20, and I'm going to
straight into
look, thunderous look, applause. Mathematically, he found that funny.
I can't deny. The dice don't lie. You're asking me what I expect. Well, it's...
Well, not exactly. It's not precisely what I asked,
no,
is it?
You made a very good pun, sir. And now to just say you're looking wonderful today.
Thank you.
Love what you're doing.
Turn Leopold off.
Should have started that earlier.
He's a lexicon.
Been a long couple of weeks.
Leopold's now a classic sup-up. Because he's seen it suck up.
Because you murdered all his friends.
He's succeeded.
Do you want me to stamp your face in the jam?
No. I am quite happy not being grapes. Thank you very much. What to expect? Well, Wirt is a... it's quite a... strange place. The locals are inhospitable, I would say. And I haven't so much visited the base of operations. Just from the outside, it's quite deep into the... I think they call it a temperate rainforest part of the world. He says, very much in fiction, imagine the west coast of Ireland, for example.
You should have said earlier. Yeah, okay.
Any puffins?
What do you want a puffin for?
I've just never seen a puffin. I've always wanted to.
Maybe, I don't know. I never went looking.
I actually think Taran might have seen one, but I think this is Vatic just being like, these eyes here, they've never seen a puffin.
In the back of the shot, I'm creeping towards a puffin that's landed on the side of the boat with a knife. Also, like, come here, you goddamn motherfucker.
Like, Liam sort of like repeat wildlife adventures, like with
aardvarks and puffins.
trying to figure out what the town of Wirt is like. Sent Leorion like a kind of David Attenborough exhibition, which I quite enjoyed.
Well, maybe we'll find out together if there are puffins up there. Leopold says, I'm not sure about
that. Stop.
The townsfolk, you know, were paid, at least the mayor was paid some money to look the other way. While we made our base of operations, it's fairly deep into the woods there. And it's an ancient temple structure, I believe. But I was never in the crew to go down. We merely deposited the cargo, walked it into town, and then dispatched it to Mistress Taryn's other inner circle down there and her accomplices, who then dealt with them and gave them, I believe, a nice home somewhere. And,
who are like the contacts on the ground, you might say, that you might like? Maybe who are you going to chat to when you get to Wirt?
As a side note, I love the fact you're consistently referring to this place as Wirt and you refuse to call me Vatic.
Well, there might be a reason for this. It all links it together.
Oh.
Or maybe not, who knows. Contacts on the ground. Well, they're two very creepy twins, very beloved by Mistress Taryn. Tieflings they were. I can't remember their names. I don't know if you three might be able to. Laurie says.
Paul and Barry?
No. R.I.P. Barry.
Twins.
Twins.
Tiefling twins.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, there's two of them.
I have no idea.
Oh, guys, come on. Come on.
The
listeners are screaming at you.
Are they?
And although the two of them, there was, I never had much to do with him, but a fairly grumpy wizard. With
it's the fucking
northern accent.
Hass.
No, the guy from the other plane that gave you the
Whizbang. What was his name? What was it? No, hang on.
Guys.
Oh, he gave you the stone.
The coin. It's me. It's
Fedoil. Yes. Who we don't like anymore.
Yeah.
Who's mean? He's bad. He's and a twin?
Frederick.
No.
He's not a tiefling. Oh, wait a minute. The torturer was a tiefling.
No.
Oh, well, they were.
I come across wiping bloody puffin feathers off my hands and go, I remember. And then I roll a
d20. Yeah, right. Roll a history check, sure. Right. Now, actually, Laurie is going to double check they were tieflings. I've suddenly had a crisis of confidence. But I do know their names.
You do know their names.
Yeah.
I fucking rock a history.
Go on, roll it. Roll it, boy.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
20 on the side of the dice
tray. On the side of the dice tray with a +9. That's the best roll I'll ever do. That's fucking brilliant.
That is the best roll you could possibly do.
Yeah, to remember these twins that I don't actually know and Laurie is unsure if they're tieflings.
They're certainly twins.
That's insane.
That's fucking brilliant.
That is a birthday roll if
that's
I ever saw one.
Absolute birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. They were elves.
We're not cutting this.
Damn it.
No, I'm not cutting it. No, I'm coming clean.
We're not cutting my moment.
Twin elves. Well, you're getting a D. You're getting a nat 20. I've just found it in my notes to make sure. Their names are Clem and Dango.
Yes.
Oh. I come over and go, actually, they were elves. And I wipe the rest of the puffin onto Liam's shirt. And here's everything I know about them.
If you remember, you first met them in a pub called The World's End.
The World's End.
I want to say.
Remember the World's End?
Oh no, you didn't first meet them there.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh my god, this is like listening to your own words back through headphones like a second later.
I'm your monitor.
You first met them. They're members of the family.
Yes, that's right. They came to look for Hess, yes, in Gullspit.
Exactly.
That's where we last saw them.
Yeah.
And you kind of mugged them off, I believe, at the World's End. And
all right.
Left. And that's the last time you ever encountered them.
I made great friends with them at the World's End. They're going to love seeing me.
but he says those are the only named people I recognise.
The only named NPCs.
Everyone else you'll have to find when you get there.
Get there.
I'm trying to think what else to tell you about. I mean, the town is, you know...
Shops.
It's like a big...
That's not funny. We need stuff.
It's like a big
West
been
on a desert
yeah.
island. And oh, no. Oh, it's a... Oh, let's go to Urban Outfitters. No, I want a potion. I just want a potion.
You started this whole conversation and you started with... you started with, are there puffins?
Okay, I'll admit shops? That.
Did at any point ask what's going to happen when we get there?
Hey, we'll have to find the leader of the tropical rainforest. We'll have to go looking for the Amazon Prime.
Oh, God.
Wow. I'm sure they'll know where to shop. You'll get shot. And I go back to killing puffins. I give up on the joke.
By the way, the puffins aren't there.
There are no puffins.
Imagining. Well, not at sea.
No, actually, that is totally fair. I think I'm starting to see shit and I'm trying...
Puffins are a sea.
He thinks he sees puffin, but actually nothing.
Yeah.
The only other people I've met firsthand, there's Lord Lorcan, the proprietor of the pub, the Soggy Squirrel. And that's about it. It's quite a mix of strange characters, the townsfolk. They are a few denizens of the Underdark sort of creep around, crepuscular creatures. Otherwise, it's a fairly hardy bunch, mostly sort of fishermen, farmers. Not my metropolitan sort of scene at all.
And
not much sourdough.
No, absolutely not. No natty wines to speak of. Yes. No small plates to be found.
Oh, no tapas?
No tapas. Yes.
No tapas! Get me off this boat. I need tapas to live! Yeah.
Me and my shirt that says Metropolitan Liberal Elite, like, waiting by the side.
They've only got one art centre, can you believe it?
Oh, and I bet the funding's been cut.
Oh, you know it has. Yes, those are all of the people to speak of. But I'm sure you could make friends once you're there. And what are you going to do? Exactly?
I'm tempted to think actually it might be quite a bad idea for us to, like, you know, just walk into quite a small unsavory town with a lot of castaways. I feel like that's quite a lot of attention. Leave them, but just go in another way.
I think that's a good plan.
Sink the boat.
I distinctly turn away from Clinch to talk to Vatic.
Look. Oh, you mean scuttle, huh? You mean scuttle this bitch, okay. And I walk towards the big cork.
Just smash this thing aside with an axe.
Oh, give up? Give up, yeah.
Give up, okay, cool.
I think, obviously, they're gonna have, you know, not spies, but lookouts. They're going to know we're coming, even from this distance. So I think if the three of us slip off and go into town undercover, so to speak, that'll probably be more sensible than coming in with the full boat.
Yes, I'm kind of inclined to agree.
You want me to build a smaller raft?
I wonder.
Is it a swimmable
distance from here? Like, if they go into the port, that's, like, kind of fine. But I feel like if we just...
I'll tell you what, let me answer that question with an interjection. Because finally there's...
Three porpoises! Swim up!
If you answer our riddles, we'll take you in! There is a call from the crow's nest. Well, it's not much of a nest, more kind of like shrub with a rabbit person on top, which is where Lanith hangs out, who has somehow held onto what do you call this, an eyeglass?
Spyglass.
Monocular.
A monocle. Big monocle.
That is funnier for a rabbit to have, isn't it?
A big monocle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a big monocle.
Top hat.
Yeah.
And there is a call of, land ho! And I think you are, you know, just looming into view of land. It's not exactly close.
Okay, nice. All right,
so
fine.
So this is a decision you can make in the moment.
I think we probably want to kind of like, maybe not... come into port. I think we probably want to get the rafts onto land away from the main town and then get into town a different way.
Okay. Well, is it like, can we see like a bustling port city?
No,
not from this distance. Yeah, but I think if you get much closer, you will be able to be spotted.
Thinking if it's like quite a small town, and
I'm happy to follow your lead on that.
They're all kind of in on it, then, and like the guy that owns the pub is in on it. Then us coming into town with a load of people for offering without the rest of the crew is going to look a bit weird.
Yeah,
maybe true. All right, cool. All right, so what, we go in first, undercover.
You're gonna land somewhere stealthily. Was that what I heard? Or you're
I
gonna?
Think so. I mean, not, like, yeah, not like
you have other means stealthily. To. I mean, you said about swimming. There are ways you can.
No,
swim.
I think we land. We like, get off, and then the rest of
the rest
them
can go
into port.
Town. Maybe we take Leopold with us.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. Before we get there, are there any other preparations you need to do on the boat?
We're well rested, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I've been enjoying the axe.
Yeah,
nothing to hit yet, but
yeah.
I would like to prep some potions, but I think I'm probably going to need reagents.
Oh, I see. So you want to do that in town?
I'm going to do that in town.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll go to town.
Great.
Well, my friends, it's a brand new arc here on the Idle Fantasy Podcast. Welcome to the Middle Plane. My name is Laurie. I am still, as ever, your faithful Dice Chief. Just here with a few brief notices and to, as I just did, welcome you to episode 1 of The Fate of the Five. This is I hate to say it, probably going to be, if not the last, potentially the penultimate arc of Idol Fantasy, or at least this campaign for now. Don't get too sad. We've got plenty of action to bring your way, and knowing the Wishbone Boys, there's going to be a lot of stops along the way as well. So not ending anytime soon, but we are coming round for landing. And in this arc, you will, over time, learn the fate of the Five. And that is all I'm going to say to you right now. A ongoing thank you to all of those of you who come and speak to us in our Discord channel and spread the good word of the Wishbone Boys there. Reminder that you can listen to us every Fantasy Freaky Friday. That is hashtag Fantasy Freaky Friday, which is technically every fortnight. We're now back on track after our little break in the new year. So we'll be back with you. Well, would you look at that? The day before Valentine's Day. What more romantic treat could you expect than to nestle down with some D&D weirdos? If you like what you hear, please do give us a review on iTunes. I always call it iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts, and it has been for ages, or Spotify, or anywhere where you get your podcasts. It all very much helps us on the way to roaring success, stardom, I'm sure. You can go to idlefantasy.com to subscribe to our pod, listen to archive episodes, see our character sheets, and some more gubbins there. And if you really, really, really like what we do, then you may want to consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/idlefantasy for bonus content. We will be publishing, I know I've been saying it for ages, but I will get the video of the boss battle against Draka up there before long. It's taking a bit more work than I thought it would, but yeah, I wanted to look semi-good. So won't be long until you can see it there. And as I mentioned, you can come and chat to us on Discord. There'll be a link to our Discord channel in the show notes for this episode. And if you prefer, you can email us on idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. We still love an email. It feels very old school, but we still love one. Woof, we love you very much. Thank you for listening. Let's get back to the action. Episode 1 of The Fate of the Five is coming back to you now. So why don't one of you give me a whoever's going to be? It's probably a Vatic check. This. Why don't you give me a stealth check just to see if you can make it into the Isle of Vert undetected? As you draw closer, you see that it's a little unlike the rest of the landscape of the Strail Isles, which is very very UK coded mostly. Lagaf, which you've been going up, is a little bit more Norwegian in its sort of temperament, and this, like I said, is like. Much more like the west coast of Ireland, I think. So very scraggly, sheer slate cliffs topped with this dense, gnarled oak forest with boughs that seem to kind of curl in on each other. And there is a thick mist squatting on top of the island at the moment. All of you, I think, find it quite hard to breathe here. It's very moist and cloying air. And with all that in mind, yeah, Vatic, give me your navigation stealth check.
All right. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Got it. You boned it.
Okay, that's a 19.
Yeah. 19, great.
Look at that.
Well, I think there's, I mean, not that you could probably tell from this distance, but you definitely feel though you've navigated it very successfully. It's a kind of shale beach just up the coast. Are you leaving the raft here? Why is that funny?
Because I was like, I wonder what they're going to speak like if it's like a bit like Ireland. Then you said shale beach, and I was like, the beach is covered in shales.
She shales on the shale
like,
beach.
Northern Ireland. And then I was like, no, he's talking about shales.
Shales.
Sorry. Now I have to do a Northern Irish accent, and it's going to be terrible.
That's what we were saying, as many NPCs as possible.
Are you going to leave the raft here, or are you saying you guys go in as per normal?
I think we send them in, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I I think it would be fine for them to go in and kind of. But then I guess we're going to kind of need to tell them
when if they ask where Draka is or the ship.
I was going to say we are.
Just tell them what happened. Just don't tell them anything about us.
We don't mention. So who murdered everyone? No,
come on, Leopold, good boy. Like, you know, Draka was lost at sea. Lots of people lost at sea. You had a terrible time with the Kraken.
Kraken, aye.
They had nothing to
do.
Just say
there was a shipwreck.
With three people that were never really on the manifest anyway.
Give me a persuasion check, because Leopold
isn't he on our side now?
He's on your side, but you're asking him to lie to some very powerful people.
Right, that's true. That's, we could take him with us until someone else is like, if this fails, we just get the next person, you convince them.
Right, okay, cool.
Persuasion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your wheelhouse, persuasion.
It's not if I roll a 1.
No.
It's an 8 total.
But it was a natty one.
It was a natty one.
Oh, okay. Oh well.
Yeah, so that actually...
as you said that, I was like, well, just don't roll the 1 then. It's already done it.
All right, so...
A knife appears through his chest as Liam claims another life.
No, I think...
How did this persuasion work? Did you just go, please?
Oh, it would be so nice if you lied to them for me, please.
Yeah, I don't even really know. I guess it just goes, come on, old boy. Go on, and then just something. I guess he drops everything that he's holding or wearing.
Do it for your old Paddy Wally
tits.
Oh,
no,
I'll get you back. And you wink with both eyes.
The worst persuasion of all time. Like,
yeah. And then your belt falls off. And, yeah. Oh, no, and your trout.
The least convincing a man's ever been.
And I think Leopold, in response to that, he kind of eyes the other two of you, realizes that everyone's seen how unconvincing this is, and goes, I don't want to do that. That they'll rip me apart.
Oh God! Is there no one else we could send to? Would anyone like to lie to them? Like,
well,
appeal to the crowds.
This could be a shit idea. Could it be a better thing to send him in to say we were attacked and they're coming for us? But be like they're a week behind us, and then we've got time to muscle under the hedges and start causing some trouble.
Ah, exactly. So you can tell them what we did. Just don't tell them that. We came with you this far.
Yeah, we've they're the survivors. We sent them as a warning. Is that stupid?
That's quite an aggressive tact. So no. to tell them we're coming. That's like a kind of threat. It's wild.
Well, there must be something in the between, because like, what are we actually trying to achieve? Are we trying to?
Well, I think we just like to get into the town kind of undetected and then work out a plan.
I think
right?
We have to pretend we're not who we are.
Yeah, I don't think. I think we just no one in the town would know who we are. The only people that know would be the people on the boat.
But what's the end game? Are we trying to work out what they're doing with all these people? Are we trying to kill Taryn? Are we trying to?
I think we're trying to find Taryn, right?
We don't have a plan. We're just vibing.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to find Taryn.
Sorry, I know I'm always the voice of reason. But...
I guess. Well, I mean, it's. I think we got to get into town just to figure out what's going on, because there seems to be a lot of weird stuff. Terms of a plan there, I don't really have one.
They said they were like building a like weird cult community.
Yeah,
or
find out,
yeah,
find
yeah,
out
like,
what's going on with the temple. I'm just saying we can't do any of that if everyone knows who we are.
Okay. Well, then maybe but sending Leopold in is a bad idea, full stop. Like, if we can't convince him to do it our way.
Listen, we could just stay here and not go there.
Yeah, we could just go into town ourselves.
I'm going to say, in earshot of him, do you want me to freeze him and push him down a hole? Like,
no, that wouldn't be necessary. if you really want me to do it, I'll do it, but I would love to not die.
Well, I guess look...
Having come this far, we've survived this long.
I guess I just kind of assumed you guys might want to go into town, you know, that'd be better than... But if you guys are cool camping, more than happy for you guys to chill here.
We can try and lay low,
guys, no one knows who we are. We'll just go, we'll roll into town, we'll ask a few questions.
I think Zach's right.
I think that's right.
In that if we... Because then we have a hidden element of a ship's crew...
Yeah.
And some capable people that if we work out what's going on and we need extra hands,
yeah,
we can then come back with a plan and then execute
100%. Also, yeah, narratively, we don't need to worry about bumping into them.
Yeah, is that, oh God, yeah, I can't
ditch these losers.
Talk to any more of these cunts.
Why don't you do us a solid and get it, like, find like a nice cave, do some sort of sourcing of food and firewood and, you know, just keep everyone safe.
Yeah, like, you know, you'll love that, mate. After having been shipwrecked, just go and live in a cave for a bit.
Okay, we'll definitely do that for you.
Yeah. In a way, you're the shift supervisor for today.
Well, I guess I'm also thinking, like, how far are we committing to, like, helping them beyond this point?
Well, I
thought no.
Okay, fine. We're just like, we're letting that. Like, I just like, because, you know, like,
Liam's fully on Team Zach dynamic now. Yeah.
All right, no, but like, I'm kind of fine with that. I'm just, you guys have turned me around the other way where I'm like, well, Goggins is there. Like, he's been like a mainstay.
Yeah. But we've also got all these, don't we still have a bunch of refugees that we're still sort of
No, they did
for?
All die.
Oh.
Not all, not but all there's like them. A little ragged gang who you've kept.
And there's
on,
and there's
them.
The crew and the gang, and the crew don't seem to have any objections in not going in the town. Like, they're quite happy to just chill.
I think or everyone, the vibe you get from everyone is they'd like to survive, right?
Okay.
At this point.
All right, so we'll, look, you guys, if you want to camp here, great. If you want to go about your business, great.
Yeah, you do.
But like, we'll go to the town, but we'll come back before anything, you know, crazy happens. You will, that's a Teddy guarantee.
Yeah. Looks you in the eye and goes, right. Okay.
And you do another one of your classic winks.
Yeah, I wink. Yeah. And then because it all fallen off my like back, I pick up the massive axe. Just start walking towards town. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
Yeah. Axe with a giant screaming eye on it.
No one will notice us.
Sweet, so in town we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but I think not from the sea, so it doesn't, like, obviously they're not. I reckon you're walking from this beach in, just trying to get under the radar.
Yeah, I'm like, just wondering, have we got anything that would like mark us out?
Well, I mean, Draka's axe.
We look like.
You have the axe of the ex-leader of the plot. Like,
did we have a bag of holding, or was that you misunderstanding?
No, that was me misunderstanding something else.
All right,
yeah.
I could minimize the axe.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and then you could have it as your little pocket axe.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Can I do that? I mean,
absolutely.
I think you're meant to cast it on a creature.
I think you could, I think it's very. I'm very happy for that to work on an.
Do you have to? Is it like a concentration thing?
I'll tell you, Zach.
Is it just like an on-off thing? Because
that
would be
enlarge reduce. Is this yes. you're talking about? This is a. It is an object or creature, and obviously it's not willing. It's not a thing, so you don't have to roll to do it. And it is a concentration. It only lasts for a minute, however.
Okay, that's not very sustainable, but that is a cool idea, and at some point we will find a way to hide.
I think you could, like, you can certainly, like, stow the axe on your back.
I was going to say, can I just conceal it under my cloak, I guess?
Wrap it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, in my head, it's very, like, Final Fantasy weapon anime vibe, you know, like, it's like...
It is ridiculous.
A sword that's also three guns at the same time,
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
like
it's
a massive, massive thing.
Yeah. Okay,
all right,
but
okay,
I think
it just goes under my cloak.
We'll vibe it, yeah. Under your cloak, I think you've probably got a cloak of some
kind.
Yeah, yeah, I've got a cloak and stuff.
So as you approach the town, all three of you will recall that this is the coastal town of Leem, L-E-E-M.
Like my name.
Like Leem. And
like every American's ever pronounced my
really
name.
Leem. And as you remember that in a moment in which you remember you've been here on your previous adventures, wouldn't you believe it?
Oh, that's useful.
So here's what we're going to do. Can all three of you roll a history check, and whoever gets the best score can tell me something about the adventure you went on here?
Ooh, I have
carte blanche.
I have no pluses to...
That's a 17 for me.
To history. So 15.
Oh,
15.
Shit.
It's got plus
history.
20.
22.
Oh,
fuck. So wait, so Paddy gets to set the
who got
canon
the highest
event,
non-modified roll?
I had 15.
You got 7.
I had 13.
Yeah, and you got...
mine was the 13.
So actually, Zach's is the highest non-modified.
So, okay. Jackie, you can tell me, Zach, you can tell me something about the town, but not the... Just tell me something about the town.
Okay, about the town. As in, like, it's a kind of a town-wide thing, or like something specific.
Whatever you like. Right. Whatever you like.
All right.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you the opportunity to do anything you like.
They all
you
speak in a Chinese accent.
No, I think. I think. Okay, the town.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember about it is that they don't. Rather than like having a full
English breakfast.
Yeah,
full English breakfast. No,
they do like a two-thirds kind of deal.
It's continental.
Yeah. Like a veggie. Yeah.
They don't. Shut up.
And this is Greg and Stuart is lying.
Fuck, it broke me like immediately. Idiots.
Just stop talking.
Right, okay,
the best you've ever done.
They don't. It's also as well, yeah, fucking hard to come up with something on the spot. Or imagine a thing.
Maybe like it can be the tiniest thing.
No, I was actually going to say, okay, town-wide motif is that they're not really that into money. It's more like a barter system.
I love that. Yeah, that makes sense.
They only barter. Like, obviously, gold counts as a thing, but if you can't just like buy something on credit, you've got to hand something over. Love they're that. Like a barter vibe. Cool.
That's okay. Great. Okay. And
fuck, that was horrible.
I know. You did really well. Good, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
And you can DM the next adventure.
No.
Pads, the only other information I'll give you, I've told you a bit about the landscape. I've told you that there is a significant population of underdark dwelling creatures here.
Okay. Like flumps?
Not flumps. They're from the astral plane.
Fuck.
Underdark is the stupid things you drow.
Drow.
Is rock gnomes.
Yep.
Is mushroom people. Is...
Oh, what are they called?
Mica...
Oh, they're like the...
Mica thingy.
Myconids.
Myconids.
Yeah.
Myconids, yeah.
Are they the kind of Last of Us vibe guys?
No, not like clicker, evil. Like, they're like big... They're, I don't know.
They're almost like... Different, they're almost like Ents, but mushroom Ents.
Yeah, mushroom Ents.
They're all different shapes and sizes, and they... Well, you might...
Yeah, fungus dryads.
We'll find out more about them later.
All right, nice.
Tell me about the adventure you guys came on here. You know, the quest you came on here. It was a problem you helped solve, or...
Have you ever seen Groundhog Day?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. You know that they have the Puxtawny Phil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that this place...
Wait, I've seen Groundhog Day. What's that?
Puxtawny Phil's the...
Puxtawny Phil's the ground.
The ground.
Oh, as in that was his name.
Puxtawny Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a puffin.
It's a puffin. Yeah. No. Yeah, there you go. They have a puffin... That they treat with the utmost... Like, it isn't really in keeping with... Otherwise, the town seems quite logical. And this is, like, an age-old tradition, kind of, like, having, like, a town...
Well, no, that fits, because
like
they're all
god,
into, like...
Like, for the town.
Yeah.
And it is a puffin, and it went missing.
Yeah,
and we had to
I like that.
It.
But it's kind of like... They say it's a puffin, but it is obviously, like, it's been handed down, puffin to puffin.
Oh, god, yeah. Like, yeah, this is, like, time. Yeah, this is...
Have they been replaced... Like, also, is it kind of like when a parent replaces... Like a mouse.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a puffin. Okay,
yeah,
but
exactly.
It's so but that's everyone... in keeping with a town that's not into money.
Yeah, they've kind of bought into the fiction of it in to the extent where it has actually become sort of mysticism that this puffin protects the town, tells them whether it's going to be a good harvest.
Egyptians
you know.
With
yeah,
cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they have like a council of people that look after the puffin, and we were summoned by that council because the puffin went missing and we had to find the puffin before Groundhog Day. So that no one was,
and
no one knew that the puffin.
For the record, did we find the puffin or a puffin?
We told them we found the puffin. We got a different puffin.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
But who's to say?
Well, it could have been the same puffin. Maybe I believe
you don't know.
Yes.
You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And
it
yeah.
was the nearest puffin.
So yeah, it was the it, yeah, yeah. But that was still quite a lot of effort.
Yeah. Fine.
Are we going to call it Puffstawny Phil? Because I do quite like that.
Puffstawny Phil works
Puffs
for me.
Puffstawny Phil works for me. Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a better puffin pun, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that.
I think that works. And I think we succeeded, but because of the nature of it, we weren't, like, celebrated in the town as heroes, because the whole thing was we were technically involved in a government cover-up.
Yeah,
yeah, okay,
puffin
fine.
Replacement
yeah.
mission.
Yeah, fine, exactly. Yeah. So we were plausible deniability for the, like, town elders.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I don't know what they'd reward us with, but, like...
Al Puffino.
Yeah.
A lovely box of puff, snuff puff.
It wasn't one of our core adventures. It was more of a muffin.
Oh,
MacGuffin
is.
No, I know, but I was trying. I was like, shit, I can't.
You, if,
work
if the puffin got you entrance into the sacred temple,
that would have been. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but maybe thereby we know some of like the secrets of how this town is run, like, and who's in charge.
Okay, I think the name of the mayor of the town of Leem is called Mayor Evra...
Albufino.
Albufina?
Al Puffino is what I was going to put Pacino,
sure,
but...
Right, sure.
Everyone's going to have a puffin name now.
Yeah, that's what you did. You made it. We made it puffin.
What's amazing as well is if I did kill a puffin on the boat, by God, I hope it was that puffin.
It was that puffin. Also, it was a bit... You said it was a bit Godfather-y. I was like, you know, if we're making them barter based and also some sort of like shady puffin ruling class or like mob family.
The puffin's like behind a curtain and it's backlit, so it's like.
All right, so
wait, that's much smaller when you lift up the curtain.
Exactly.
Laurie's giving us too much power. What's he gonna let Liam decide?
Oh, nothing. Liam didn't roll well enough. Sorry, Liam.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Yours is only a pity one because Paddy had such a big plus on his.
That would be unfair if every time we had to remember something.
That was also the 15th, the highest number I rolled today.
Yeah.
It's 1 in 50.
Hey, there's still time.
Yep. So, we both got natty 20s today.
Yeah.
Paddy, look, Paddy's was in real life and flipped onto the dice.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah. That was.
So you guys, the three of you, make your way into town under the. I think it's probably pulling into dusk here. But like I said, it's very misty and gloomy, and this town is also sort of pretty misty and damp. The houses here are made of almost of slate. It's a very kind of like, because it's a bit damp in the air, it has this very shiny sheer surface on all the little houses here. And they're built very, I'm imagining Edinburgh, but it's obviously very small, but quite vertical, right?
Mm.
So these big cliff faces that then there are kind of houses built into.
Cool. Yeah, okay,
it's
nice.
All very like, it's all very concealed and hard to see. And I think as you approach, you remember,
like,
of course.
Smugglers, like fishing village vibe.
And there are also the odd, you see a little flitter of black and white going from some of these cliff tops to cliff tops. And all of the puffins live around the top.
Nice.
On the Isle of Leam. So they are a constant population, but yes, of course, there is the Puffs of Tawny Phil who has a special home somewhere.
So actually, we just climbed a hill, got a puff, and came back down.
Yeah. We shot like 200 puffins and tried to like halve the population.
You make your way to the town, maybe like the kind of town square.
I was thinking we go to this pub.
Straight to the pub?
This Soggy Squirrel.
Okay.
Yeah.
The go name straight. Made me laugh originally, and I want to see what's in the Soggy Squirrel.
Sweet. You go straight to the Soggy Squirrel. And this is not a kind of bustling pub like the ones you're used to in Veld. This is quite austere, candle lit as you step inside. Pretty hushed. No one really looks around. Well, no one makes a fuss when you enter, but everyone's a couple of side eyes come your way. And behind the bar, you see a very distinguished looking turtle person with long mustachios and kind of like wiry bits of hair coming out of his face. He's got a little pair of glasses on, perched on the end of a big tortley nose.
Excellent.
And he says, "Oh yes, welcome to the Soggy Squirrel."
Hello, my good man.
You know how this works.
What's your name, good sir?
Underdark.
I do speak Underdark.
I just wonder if we go in with that, maybe that's a good thing to do in this town.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. So I am now speaking Underdark.
And do it.
Hello!
Squillery!
He answers in common first. He answers Teddy and says, "I am Lorcan. Lord Lorcan is the joke people like to make."
I laugh.
I give it like
Lord
8 seconds.
Lord Lorcan.
And then I
yes.
Nice.
Well, you are not joke. From these parts. What brings you to visit us today?
Visiting our friend. And I look at Wattic.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, it's not nice, is it, being put on the spot?
No, it really isn't. No. I've got an uncle, I've been told, resides here.
Ah, in Leam itself, or perhaps in the underground?
It'll be in the underground.
Ah, yes. We have many dealings with your people.
Is there good relations between...
Oh, yes.
Well, that's good. One of the things I wanted to like ascertain was like how much there was, because like there's quite often people who live in the Underdark often not good relationships with.
Sure. Why don't you give me an insight check to his response there?
Yeah, sure thing. Insight is, that's not too bad. 16.
Yeah, 16. He's not being entirely truthful. There is, you know, as you said, there's some tension there. And as he, I think as you observe him, he looks over to a little huddle of other rock gnomes who are drinking in the corner, and you see he looks at them with a little bit of suspicion. But he says, right, they're always welcome to come up to see us as long as they have things to trade. But things have been tough recently. There's been some new people in town, and the main way in and out of the Underdark has become regulated.
They're gatekeeping. Yeah, access.
There's a temple, a very fine temple to one of their gods, he says, a little bit of something. There's a little bit of sauce in that when he says that.
Would we know who that god was?
I know who it is.
Oh, that was bad enough.
the god, I think they call him, excuse my pronunciation, young man, he says to you. I think they say, he really struggles to speak Underdark. But he is trying to say Veyron.
Veyron.
Veyron. Yes, Veyron.
Around the corner.
Veyron.
I've seen him. Yeah.
Any of you are welcome.
Veyron,
Any of you are welcome to do a religion check if you'd like to know more.
Whoa, it's not my strong suit.
I thought it was.
Oh, wait, she is religion.
My strong suit.
No, plus zero in religion. I'm not very good
Pat's
paladin.
Pat's just got right in there. Birthday boy.
14.
14, you got a plus 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a nerd. Veyron is a drow god, also called the Masked Lord, the Shadow, the drow god of male drow, who are, of course, in drow society, not a kind of second-class citizens.
They're not second-class. They
are. It's a matriarchy.
Right.
And drow, male drow are often kind of like killed at birth. And you know, this is the kind of like the historical baggage.
Right, okay.
But this is why he is the god of male drow. Thievery, shadow magic, and deception.
Okay. Interesting.
But there was... would you get a 15 or a 14?
14.
14. I'll tell you that he is the son of Lolth, who is the main...
That's the one I know.
The main drow god.
Okay.
Yeah, so like not a widely worshipped god.
Just like an offshoot kind of god.
Offshoot kind of god. But, you know, Lorcan doesn't really offer you any extra information. He just sort of says, Veyron, but a magnificent opening into the Underdark, and for a long time has been the way they came to see us. But yes, the last couple of years, some out of town, some southerners arrived and... sort of
gentrified the place.
Buying up the property, yeah.
Yes. They didn't really buy anything up. They just sort of started threatening to kill people who didn't pay them to let them go to and from. So, yes.
Classic DFLs.
Dried up a bit. But some of the... there are other ways into the Underdark, of course.
Hummingbird Bakery.
Yes, of course, none of us like to visit Gale's Bakery down the way.
A microbrewery is taking my customers.
Are they still here?
Who?
These gatekeepers.
Oh, yes, very much. Yes.
So what we can assume here then is if that was the main way, like to get into the Underdark, and there are other ways around here, that does mean that a maybe less frontal, like, assault on there is through the Underdark.
Yeah, that does sound like a nice little kind of easy way in.
You're not listening to us, by the way.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Take me with you.
I'd love to give them a piece of my mind. I mean,
my good man, you say out of town, some southerners out of town. Are there any 2 years? You say they've been in charge that long?
At least 2 years, maybe even longer. They first arrived. They brought lots of people, lots of, what did you call them, gentrifiers? Yes, and no one minded because there was plenty of space in the Underdark. Not so much space above ground, of course.
So they're popping people underground.
And they like I say, if they have goods to barter, they're very welcome. Here's some very fine things they've brought us, yes. And many ales they've purchased, so I...
Oh, an ale!
I'm very happy.
An ale, my good man, you say.
Yes, you'd like some, yes.
What do you serve here?
Yeah, I reckon we'll get some drinks.
Some. It depends on your tastes. We have brews from the mainland, of course. We have a few Goliath brews, some mead, of course. We have some, and he sort of inhales, we have some things you may enjoy, my rock gnomish friend.
I think
mushroom brews, is that what you like?
Are there any myconids in this pub?
Give me a perception check.
Can
you
see that? That's
11.
11.
Plus pads. Zero. 11.
You can't see any.
Okay.
It'd be pretty grim to be serving mushroom brew as well.
Whoa!
No, I'm well up for one of those. Right. I actually don't know that I've been able to get hold of this, and I think this is something that I don't know that Taryn has ever drunk.
Okay,
and like there's a biology. I think I start salivating at the prospect. So
without
I think
knowing,
without knowing what it's going to taste like. So I'm like I'd be well up for a bit of that.
You, my creepy friend.
Would I know what drows drink?
would you know what drows drink? I don't think. I think as elves, they're probably. I'm imagining like really musty wines.
Yeah, that
like real
right.
Natty wines.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Really sedimenty.
Fermented
those
a little
like
bit.
Underground urn wines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
have
one of them.
Yeah.
And maybe like fortified as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
A little bit of drow. Drow business, yes.
From the
yes.
There's like a Douro River port drow.
Douro River.
There's like a, there is a joke available there. I think we can all agree.
Just
but...
joke available, joke not found.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It wouldn't write in if you can.
Like, there would have been wordplay involved. I don't know how funny it would have ended up being.
No,
anyway.
it wouldn't have worked like that. That's the, like I'd rather just come clean now and be like I've not thought of that.
I saw you trying for it, but I think it was there.
Yeah.
And I know that you're probably just going to have a basic bitch lager, aren't you?
I'm going to have a little Goliath drink, you know? We spent time with a Goliath.
Oh, fire water.
Yeah, I'm going to have some Goliath drink. And I reckon Pet Teddy's also, my good man, all the food, please. We've been at sea a while.
Oh, yes.
But yes, there's many courses.
Three puffin pies.
Oh, well, you eat the puffins, do you? Okay,
of
no.
Of course
nice.
We eat the puffins.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, yeah, fine.
There's only one puffin we don't eat.
Oh.
Three puff pastries, please.
Yes!
Yeah, there he is.
Three puff pastries, a deep wine.
Pay attention to my order, Laurie.
A pale ale for the pale boy.
No, I wanted a Goliath drink.
You wanted fire water.
A fire water. Oh, you do have refined taste.
Hey, a high PA. Because they're tall.
Yeah, that's true. Nice,
PA,
I like that.
Yeah.
A deep wine and a mushroom brew. Coming right up. He says, please take a seat. I will be over shortly.
Great.
I'm looking down at Batic and then looking over at the table of like rock gnomes, like really pointedly, just like looking over at them. And then
the table of rock gnomes you've just made up.
No, they're there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were like, and the
guy. I'm also just like looking up at them, then looking back at Batic and them and back and like really pointedly being like, go on. Go talk to those guys.
Go and find out some information.
You can get a table near them. You see that they're playing.
In fact, that's it. I would get the closest table.
They are huddled together, kind of like really close. And as you get closer, you see they're playing a game on the table, which in my mind is like, did you ever play? Crazy Bones. Ever play that game?
Yes.
With kids with
the little plastic
guys.
You throw.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I think
yeah.
they've got like different shaped rocks.
Right.
Like really, but like really finely, artisanally, like, you know, shades different
right.
shapes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sort of like jacks, but also crazy bones. It sort of involves a lot of them like slamming them into the table and picking them up quickly and bouncing them. And although it's very loud kind of click clack wise, they're making very little noise. There's all lots of like
right, okay.
Keeping to themselves, I would say.
Okay. I might just try and like slide in, because I'm assuming they're speaking under common. I might try and slide in with my back to that group, but like listening.
Oh, cool. That's
okay, yeah, nice.
Like listening closely. I just want to like determine whether or not they're, you know, they're likely to be friendly to us. So I'm just trying to get a vibe check on them.
Yeah, give me a vibe check roll. Could insight? Be insight, could be perception. I would guess insight is probably more like their motives. Perceptions is can you actually hear them? So you can choose.
I will go for insight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whether or not I'm any good at insight. Oh, I'm not too bad. Oh, here comes a bad roll. Oh, no, that's great. 21.
Oh, amazing. Oof. Yeah. Here he comes. I think you very quickly just tune in something about your rock gnomish ears. Again, it's not something... Well, I guess in the intervening years, maybe you've lent a bit more on your rock gnomish language skills, mm-hmm. living with your elderly father
yep.
as well.
Valdo.
Well, good. I'm glad you remembered. Glad
you remembered.
And for a while, all you pick up is they're chatting about the game. You establish that the one closest to you, a female, is winning mm-hmm. quite and sort of taunting her two opponents. And then after a while, you hear them say, "So I suppose we've got to go around the back way again to get in." Yeah. It's only the back way that we can get in. Those pricks are taken over. When are we going to get rid of them? I don't know. And they're sort of muttering about the injustice of the situation, of the gatekeeping situation.
Okay, I think I'm gonna turn around and address them in undercommon mm-hmm. and say, is it particularly hard to get into the Underdark at the moment?
I think the one behind you sort of jumps to hear undercommon and looks around and sort of jumps again to see a rock gnome. And they say, "Oh, but yeah, I don't know you, friends." And they offer, what's a traditional rock gnomish salutation? I'm imagining it's some kind of little like finger waggly handshake. I was thinking more it was kind of like a
fist bump with a really satisfying noise.
Really like clack, clack.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Clack. So we cock it, we lock it, yeah. We electroshock it.
Yeah, it's you're like not. Multiple clacks. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clack, 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 clack.
And you go, yeah, you're not
like
right.
A flint, like a spark maybe. Or yeah. Something. Like,
you're not around the fear, are you? You're not from around these parts, are you?
No, not. I'm not.
You're not a Leamish man.
No, absolutely not. I'm no man at all.
A southerner, then.
I'm a southerner.
Oh dear. They sit and then joking. Oh no, not a so bloody hell. Oh, keep your shit beer away from. What brings you up here then?
Well, I'm actually hoping to visit a relative of mine.
Oh yeah, we know everyone down there. Says the female closest.
This is quite risky. Then
what's their name?
Yeah, that was a bold lie.
There is a chance that he does have relatives in this neck of the woods.
Sure.
But what are the odds that I'm going to remember it?
You could just try last name.
Do you know any Gloomdelvers?
Gloomdelvers. Oh, there was old Beatrice, but she died, of course. And then, I mean, there might be a couple of Gloomdelvers. Yeah. Oh well, we can ask some people, get you down there. You might have heard there's a bit of trouble getting down though at the moment.
Aye, something about the temple being off limits.
Yeah, that's the main way in. It's a lovely temple this time of year. Oh, it's beautiful work. Oh, beautiful mosaic work. But yeah, some uppity pricks from across the sea came over and said it was theirs. So, you know, what can we do? We've got to go back in the old badger holes to get down there.
That's no good at all.
Suits us. We prefer being in the pub anyway.
Well, any chance you could take me and my mates?
What, these two? You two, I guess, are kind of nonplussed by this conversation.
I wave.
I guess the whole thing's been Underdark, right? So we've just been watching.
Yeah.
Well, really, these two? Why are you hanging out with them?
Waving.
Yeah. We miss a high five in the background. Yeah,
their skin looks soft as shit.
They may not look like much, but in a pinch, honestly, they've saved my hide more times than I can remember.
Really? All right.
I shout over, "You know what the best thing about deep wine is? You've always earned it."
Oh no!
Do they speak common?
No, they do.
Do you speak common?
Yes.
I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Then.
It's all right.
Comes from the urn.
Yeah, very. And in common, you get a very good.
Thanks.
Well done, Glitch. Well done.
Thanks. I think I nailed the interview.
Well, look, we can get in, all right. That's fine. Not too bad getting in. But once you're down there, it's crawling with them. you need some of these, and they pull out some sort of papers they have in little satchels that are stamped with a what looks like a kind of magical seal. And they say, yeah, they tend to check these, a lot of checkpoints down there.
How to get hold of one of those?
Oh, it's bureaucracy and a half. You've got to go to the checkpoint, you've got to pay some people, they take a heliograph of you. It's
what if I was a bit time poor and I didn't want to necessarily go through that?
In a nanny state.
I see what you're saying. I see. Well, that would mean you'd need a meeting with someone. We could maybe engineer that for you. Give us what have you got? What have you got to expedite matters? And she winks.
So
we'll put in a good word for you. Don't be right.
So we know that their
you've got
money
to pay the puffin piper.
Money's not really the sort of.
This is a barter system. You did this yourself.
The barter system. I hate to do this to you, Teddy, but.
Don't do anything to me.
You can't use...
One night with Teddy.
You can't use John L's sword anymore,
I was literally
can you?
Just thinking the same thing. I've attuned to my great axe now, and it is... It would be too tempting to have another weapon that would ultimately kill me in a fight somehow. So I would happily part with John L's longsword.
Ooh.
But to, like, the dude that's going to give us papers, not these guys. These guys can...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That might be our big bartering piece.
Yeah. I'm not wasting it on these idiots.
Okay. Well.
Well, then we have nothing.
but we could open that dialogue, and I feel like we could engineer that deal into our favour.
We could offer service.
Let's see what I've got on me, because...
Oh, I've got loads of shit.
Yeah.
I could say, like, if we're open to negotiation, then we can set some terms for these individuals about certain access, and they can have a whole sword. But it was a good sword. They're not just getting the sword for, an intro. But beyond that, I was looking through my inventory, and I have a tinderbox and a robe and a lamp.
Oh, wait a second. I've got something. maybe
you
I
like
can...
those?
Maybe I can exchange...
Laurie didn't even react.
Maybe at the end of my 5 PA.
Yeah, in his mind he's already gone, Zach's not part of this next bit.
No, you just said you have to, and I was like, you can wave them in front of them, your trinkets.
Well, but Glitch and I don't know what's going on yet.
Yeah, that's it. We have no idea.
Yeah.
So
if they've spied anything on our person, they want. But, like, at the moment, we're just failing to high five in the background.
here's an idea. Are there any drinks here that you particularly enjoy, but you don't know how to make yourself?
Oh, I tell you what, you'll know, you'll understand this. They don't do. There's nowhere to get a lovely sulfur bite anywhere here. Do you know what I mean? They don't have the right kind of spring access. It's, you know, they try and synthesize it. It's dreadful. Yeah, you don't know where we get some, do you?
Well, I absolutely don't know where we can get some, but I can have a bash at making it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Were you hoping it was a drink they served and you could tap masters?
That's what I was originally planning.
Yeah, I thought you were going to try and do
that. I
like
that this is taking a
swing. Yeah.
No.
Ah, okay.
Now you're just mixing rock tails.
Yeah,
yeah, there he is. Very good.
All right, so do I know this drink? I presumably do.
I'm going to say yes. I don't think you need to roll for that. Sulfur bite, in particularly given your experience of being an alchemist, is a common rock gnomish drink. You need a really good access of sulfur, often from like the elemental plane of fire is like the best place to get it. Often places in the Underdark are like, there might be portals there or sort of like rifts between the planes where that stuff comes really naturally.
You can plane a shift now, can't you?
Yeah, but I think it's to a specific place. Well, actually, I don't know that.
It's the astral plane, your robe.
Right, okay. And that's not where we want
that
to go.
That is not where we want
to
go. Okay. Where does...
I could set fire to something.
I don't know if that'll do it. Where does Post Goose go?
Where does...
Ooh, that's
where did that Post Goose...
Okay, I turn to you and I go, could you maybe have a word with Post Goose?
Yeah, about what?
To see about getting his hands on some sulfur.
Sulfur? I've got a bag of it here.
Sweet.
Great.
I mean, no, sorry. I have a component pouch for my spell. No, I probably have like a big pinch of sulfur. But how much do you need?
Not much. Not much.
You mean this amount?
You mean this amount of sulfur?
That's exactly the right amount.
The pouch of sulfur that you have?
So I think I've not probably got everything I need. So I think I grab that and then I go up to the bar and I go to, what's the landlord called? Lord Larkin.
Larkin.
I go, Larkin, bit of a strange order for you. Yeah. Can I have? And I basically start pointing at drinks.
But like a thimble of this.
Yeah, like I'm asking for like very small amounts of everything.
Yes, and I'll add it to your tab.
Great, lovely.
There we go.
I've given it a good mix. I think I've got it just about right.
I mean, you're going to have to roll for that. That bit is going to be a roll.
Yeah, I think I've nailed it.
I think that's absolutely fucking perfect.
Yeah, okay. I just like nail it, yeah. And then we move on.
So what are we going to call this then? Would this be my...
Have you got a tool check for alchemist tools? Otherwise it'll be a
sleight of hand check?
It would probably be, like, I imagine it'd be intelligence, because that's what I...
Why don't you make a spell casting check? So as if it was a spell attack.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, okay. So that will be... Oh, come on, you piece of shit. So that was a 22.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I think
just...
Excellent rock tales.
I think just to absolutely like seal the deal, I think I just like indicate for Glitch to just come over.
Hi there, what can I do for you?
Do you mind just prestidigitating this to just give it a bit more of a sulfury smell?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can actually do that, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I can and I won't.
You got to do something for me. I need some passes to the under.
I really like to butt know my...
Great, yes, and you have a really convincing sulfur bite.
Great. I bring it over and I just slide it along the table.
Some sniffing. You did it. You didn't. You did it. Oh, my God. And they... Is it just one glass?
I think I've
done three cups.
I think I've done enough for a couple.
I think these are short drinks.
Yeah.
I think it's probably served like a Negroni but hot.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And there's some kind of like hot coal in there rather than an ice cube.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's like fulminating.
Yeah.
Rock gnomes are made of pretty sturdy stuff, right?
So they are. Yeah.
Knock this back. And they have a little sup and go, "That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. How the hell did you get that?"
Well, you know, I've got my little secrets.
Oh, all right. You keep your secrets. And then
you mysterious...
Lord of the Rings.
You mysterious little fellow.
And they say, "Well, that's a good start. All right. Well, look, we'll get you an intro with our man. That's no problem."
Excellent. Thank you very much. When do you think we'll be able to go see him?
I reckon probably sometime tomorrow.
Right.
We'll bring him. We'll come to you, and we'll probably have to take you somewhere because there are lots of eyes in this town.
Meet back here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you keep these coming.
I mean, I can't guarantee you're going to have another one of these, but maybe.
Oh, he's too.
Oh, and he's a tease. Like, and he's a tease.
And the rock gnomes, they love a bit. They love a bit of this action.
Yeah.
Listen. You might be able to join our karachi game next time. How do you feel about that? I hope you're good.
Oh, I'm the best.
Deception. I knew it was going to be worth it introducing the rock gnomes.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm absolutely going to beef it now because deception is... Wow, why is my deception so good now? One of my stats are stupid.
That's quite a deceptive thing to say,
yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, no. A plus in my lying skills really high. That's weird.
Well, you're going to love this then. 21.
Oh. Yeah. Great. I mean, so I assume that means you're not good, and they believe you are. Excellent.
I don't think I know if I'm any good or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I think a lot of this is Vatic basically kind of going, I'm getting, it's a bit strange, I think I'm like reeling from lots of sensory input that's like tweaking all of the Taran memories to lots of sensory input that's tweaking all of the Vatic memories.
Yes. Yeah, probably quite disabled, but you're rolling it with it and rolling well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they say, "All right, well, yeah, that might add a bit of spice to the matter, but yeah, you should bring You should bring something to barter, of course. You know,
I think I've got parcels. Something in mind.
But well, that'll be a conversation you have to have with him. Yeah, we will see you here tomorrow at sunset.
Great.
Lovely.
Well, look, boys, it's near the end of our session. I'm just going to quickly ask you, is there AOB to attend to in town? Any other supplies you need? Any other business?
I could do with some reagents.
Okay. Glitch?
I mean, I think I'm kind of sweet. I think I just want to... Yeah, I'm grand.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sweet. I'm thinking... I mean, we've spent time at sea. We've now got a way in.
Yeah.
A little hotel room at this soggy squirrel pub.
Yeah, plus I don't think I've ever puffin pastries. Had any money.
So I actually,
it's bartering, though.
You can tell me if I have to roll as well. I reckon I've set up a tab system with this guy where I'm like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he conspicuously hasn't mentioned payment.
Yeah, which is fine, but I think he's obviously assuming that... And I'm rocking up payment. Like, we're going to need eventually something half-decent to pay off this.
Yeah,
this
that's
bill.
Fair.
But, you know, it's just room service, but like robes, white Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, you're not skimping.
Oh, actually, I tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to cycle back on my previous... plan,
yeah,
and I put the Tapmaster's blade in the dregs of what I've. Wait, I don't need to do that. I know the ingredients to it. I made it. I'm gonna tell the recipe to the landlord.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just gonna be like,
oh, and you think the rock gnomes will like this?
They'll go fucking nuts for this stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Very kind.
It's not kindness. It's payment
for.
All the drinks.
Let me put it to the test first.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, look, you can get all the reagents you need in town. I think there's probably quite a well-stocked, you know, herbologist or something. We don't need to go through all of that. And you guys find a pretty dingy room at this pub, I would say.
That's fine.
But it's, you know, it's got beds.
Great.
What else do you bloody want?
We've been at sea for weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's a good wash you guys
have.
Yeah,
good wash, a good sleep. I think we're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you start to relax a little, despite, you know, being in a strange town, until sometime very late at night. I think the three of you are, if not in bed, you know, going to bed. Mm. And there is a knock at the door. Vatic. It's... a knock that is in a particular special secret knock only shared by members of the Thieves Guild.
Okay, I don't put the light on because I can see perfectly. And I just slide the door open a crack.
And standing there in the gloom of the pub under a heavy robe,
I lost my key.
Is a tall figure with elven features and what looks like a bedraggled mohawk flopping down over her eyes.
Whoa.
And she says, "We need to fucking talk.
Hess, you son of a bitch."
"I'm in prison again." We'll pick it up next time here on Fancy Podcast.